RVFTA's Campground of the Week is sponsored by Jayco. To view their complete line of RVs, visit jayco.com. And by Progressive Insurance. Get an RV policy quote by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV. And by Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts. To find a campground near you, visit campjellystone.com.
America the Beautiful. There is adventure to be found around every corner.
And there is no better way to explore it than by staying at one of our country's 14,000 campgrounds.
Our team of correspondents will guide you to the best places to park your rig or pitch your tent.
On each week's episode, we'll give a complete review of one campground, location, activities, amenities, best sites, and tons of other insider intel.
Plus, we'll talk about regional highlights, food, culture, attractions, family fun, and all things great outdoors.
From the East Coast to the West Coast, and from the Great Lakes to the Mississippi Delta, it's time to hit the open road with RVFTA's Campground of the Week. Our Upper Midwest correspondents are Melissa and Matthew Kellis. Melissa and Matthew are working parents from the Chicago area adventuring with four kids, elementary age through high school, and two dogs. The family outgrew their tent after almost 20 years, and now they travel in a hybrid travel trailer. Even though they have a calendar filled with social engagements, kids' activities, and full-time jobs, they make sure there is always a camping trip on the horizon. Welcome to the show, Melissa and Matthew.
Hello, Stephanie in Germany.
Hey, guys. Good
to be back. Hi. Oh, it's so good to talk to you again. And we can't wait to hear all about the Hilton Head Harbor RV Resort and Marina, which is located in Hilton Head Island in South Carolina. But first, we want to thank our sponsor, Yogi Bear Jellystone Camp Resorts. Award-winning Jellystone parks have everything your family needs to make long-lasting camping memories. And now is the perfect time to book your stay for your first spring or summer camping trip.
From amazing water zones to mini golf, wagon rides, themed weekends, and appearances from Yogi Bear and friends, you'll see that family fun is the main attraction at Jellystone Campgrounds. And with over 80 locations in the United States and Canada, you can have a quality camping experience that is close to home. Visit campjellystone.com to find a Jellystone park near you.
Now, Matt, do you want to start the show off right and give us a good hey boo boo?
Hey, boo-boo.
All right.
Hey, boo-boo. No, boo-boo is – boo-boo and Yogi are not at the Hilton Head Harbor RV Resort and Marina. That's for sure. So
they are not.
Let's head south with our Upper Midwest correspondents. Why don't we? So where is this place located?
So you've said it. I mean, Hilton Head is at the southern coast of South Carolina, and it is right as you enter on the island. So you cross over the bridge on the over the intercoastal waters, and you're on the island maybe 5 minutes, and you – make a right and or left, and you're right there.
Love the Coastal Carolinas here. We're big fans. Okay, now this campground is not like a lot of campgrounds out there. So why don't you guys just describe what makes this campground unique?
It is privately owned, and it's like a condominium, if you will. Each site is privately owned as well for the individual owner. And what they do is put lots out and allow for reservations and rentals of those spaces and during the season. And so you reserve those different spaces, and you call up and you say, hey, I'd like to reserve a spot for this time frame. And they look at their availability. And if they have availability, you can reserve. You do not get a specified location. This is the little weird thing about this place, and the thing that first put us off, intimidated us a little bit by booking. Mm-hmm. But Melissa called them, and they were very helpful and walked her through the process.
Yep.
Well, this is an unusual system. I mean, Stephanie and I have only been to one campground that operates this way, the Holiday Park in Traverse City. And again, yeah, it's like the group of owners who lease out their sites whenever they leave, I suppose.
So it's good to know that even though you were intimidated and you called, they walked you through it and you felt comfortable enough to go anyway, right?
Definitely. No, definitely. I mean, you know, I would talk about this later, but just in terms of booking, the website is one of those where you put in all your information and you kind of send it off. It doesn't tell you if that time's available. It doesn't tell, you know, so to me, like those sites, I don't like that. Like, I want to know if that time's available, then I'll give you my credit card. So I, you know, called them directly and the woman was very, very nice. And, at the time that they all the sites that were available that people had put in saying, hey, you know, we're not going to be around, you can go ahead and rent it, were booked. And so then she was like, you know, I'll put you on this waiting list and we'll let you know. And thankfully they called back and said they had.
And you were going for Easter weekend, correct?
For the week, right. The spring break that it fell on Easter week. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you didn't have a lot of flexibility there. So I'm glad you got in anyway. Now, not every one of our listeners is going to be able to stay at this campground. They've got some restrictions.
They do have restrictions. And it was one of the reasons why we were like, do we want to review it? But it is, you know, we do have different types of campgrounds for different kinds of people. They do do not take pop-ups, do not take tents. So basically this is a straight up, you know, travel trailer, fifth wheels, hybrids, motor coaches. Basically, they want to know if you have a sewer line.
About 25 people just turned the podcast off.
I know. It's okay. We love our pop-up owners.
Those pop-up owners. We love you. Don't go away.
This is only like the second or third campground we've ever done on this show
that doesn't allow pop-ups, but we've heard of them.
I know. So they do exist, but that's okay. It could still be good for the other folks. All right. Now, why don't you tell us a little bit about the size of this place?
So it is, there are 200 sites, and there's 13 overlooking the marina, and then there's 187 that are off, that are pretty much like internal. So it's a nice sized campground, and they're all full hookups. Some of them are very, very long, so you can tell they're made for like the larger rigs. And the nice thing is that they're landscaping was amazing. I mean, really just beautiful, lush bushes and trees. So those are in between the sites. So you really do feel like you have some privacy.
Well, you two demand the best when you travel, don't you?
That's right.
Oh, of course.
That's right. We had the Grey Poupon handed to us.
Well, how much does it cost there? And do they give you a free can of Grey Poupon?
So again, if you get a marina, overlooking the marina, then it's going to be a little more expensive. If you're staying less than four nights, it would be $79 a night. And then if you stay longer with the marina, it'd be $74 a night. Anything interior, then it's $10 less than that. So the first night to three nights would be $69. We were there for the week, so we paid the $64 per night.
Seems like a relatively good price to me for Hilton Head, just since it's such a popular destination. Now, you already said that you can could reserve online and then hear back from them, or you could go the route that you chose and just called. And it really sounds
correct.
Like that's the way to go because you had a good experience talking
yes.
with the reservationists.
I did, just because I wanted to understand the process because, you know, you look at the site map. And so, you know, Matthew and I were talking and you're trying to figure out, you know, what spot would be good, right? I mean, that's what we do before you call, try to have like an area that you want. And so then when I called, she was like, you know what? She's like, basically, this is the way it goes. You know, she's like, you're going to get here. We're going to give you a list of sites that are available. You get into the golf cart, you go take a, you know, cruise through the campground, and you come back and tell us which one you want.
I think that Matthew probably liked that cruise around the campground. I'm just guessing.
I did. I did like it. I thought it was cool. It was really unnerving at first,
yeah,
right?
He
I mean,
did not
I was
like
really
it.
Like, whoa, this is way. I have four kids and a trailer and a bunch of food, and are we going to be able to park here? Am I going to find a spot that I like? When I drove around in the golf cart, which was cool and whizzing around the town, my worries were dispelled. Everything looked great. Every site.
I don't think there was a bad site.
That's just it. There wasn't. It wasn't a spot that you would be like, oh, I don't want to camp here.
Right.
Great. Sounds good. Let's move to amenities because this campground has a lot of good ones. So what did they have there on the campground?
Yep. Cable TV, Wi-Fi. Well, Wi-Fi around the park, really well done. They had two swimming pools, one on the intercoastal waters and one interior, which was right near our campsite.
And it was heated.
And had a whirlpool, tennis courts, fishing pier. They have rentals for kayaks and water sports
on
the water. There's playground, horseshoes, shuffleboard, your full-on suite of stuff. Lots of fun. And, you know.
So it earns the title resort.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. For sure.
Mm-hmm. And how is the Sunset Grill?
I know. I want to know about the restaurant.
So the restaurant is on property. We did not eat there. It is a little.
You can't take children there. No, I should clarify. You can't take Kelly's children there.
Yeah.
There is a sign on the door.
Yeah.
It's a little pricey. It has right now, I looked at it tonight, 4.5 stars on Yelp. So it's a nice restaurant, yeah. Even if you're not staying at the RV park.
Yeah.
And it overlooks the waters and great for sunsets.
The sunset view from there is amazing.
Okay. So you know what? I really always like to have one special occasion meal when I camp. And it's kind of nice when you can do it right there from the campground. So doesn't sound like a bad option to me at all. And I love the fact that you can also rent water.
And very pet friendly.
Yes.
Yes.
That's mm-hmm. correct.
And they had like a dog wash station because, you know, like the dogs can jump in the water and stuff like that. So right by the marina, there was an area where you could like wash the dog down and stuff like that. But our dogs
think Maggie would like it.
All right. So it sounds like you can keep yourselves pretty busy and you don't need a lot of scheduled activities because there's not many to be had, right?
Correct. Yeah. There's so much to do, not only within the park, but even just in the surrounding area.
All right. Now, what about any insider details? We want, you know, our listeners to feel like they're going to, and it sounds like you already gave us the biggest one on booking, but did you have any other insider details just for people who are planning on visiting?
So, as I said, you're coming over the bridge and you're on the main thoroughfare into the island, and that can get crowded both in and out of town. So,
it's a very small island and that road, that main drag goes through the whole island. Something recently, I don't know how like recent they put it in, but now there's like a tollway and it's like a straight shot to like, you know, the good center of, you know, where you want to go. So you could go, you know, take the long way kind of type thing and you're not going to pay anything. But now they actually put in like a toll system and I don't remember how bad the toll was. I think we did it two different ways. Like one time the traffic was bad, so we paid so that we could get across faster. And then, you know, another time we just took the loop around. Wasn't that big of a deal.
It probably pays to just be careful about when you're driving out and about on those roads usually. Like avoid the rush hour, avoid
Just like Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle Beach, yep. Like the Outer Banks, you know, just like a lot of those places where people come in for a week and they leave at the end of the week. So you just got to kind of watch those times.
Exactly.
Now, nobody's perfect. This sounds like a gorgeous place in Hilton Head, one of the, you know, best destinations in America for the coastal camping, but what one thing do you wish this campground would address?
I think their website. Like, I think their website, you know, and maybe the reason why the website doesn't need to be, you know, user-friendly so much for somebody that's going to, you know, book a site and kind of come in and out like your typical campers, they don't need to, but I just kind of felt like there wasn't enough information on the site to for me to understand what the process was. So then, you know, I did have to call and, you know, I mean, it was fine. I usually call the places anyway, just cause I feel better talking to a person. And I think you guys have talked about that before. But I think their website, they should have like a section that kind of says
FAQ.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Right. There's a little narrative there that would help people understand. I think that's a really valid point to bring up. So thank you guys so much for that review of the Hilton Head Harbor RV Resort and Marina, which is located in Hilton Head Island in South Carolina. And we are going to be back in a minute. And you folks are going to share with us some things you did around the area and what all of our listeners should do when they go there. Stay tuned. Generations of family fun.
It's what Jayco's founder, Lloyd Bontrager, set out to provide nearly 50 years ago when he started the company on the family farm in 1968.
Today, Jayco, the world's largest privately owned RV manufacturer, is still focused on providing a way for families to create lasting memories.
From camping trailers to gas Class A motorhomes and everything in between, you'll find that Jayco offers the most standard features and the best warranty in the industry, giving you the value you want and the peace of mind you deserve.
Visit your local Jayco dealer or jayco.com for more information. Jayco, generations of family fun. Welcome back to the show, everybody. We are here with Melissa and Matthew Kellis, our Upper Midwest correspondents, and they headed south for this great campground review of the Hilton Head Harbor RV Resort and Marina. And now they're going to take us out into the surrounding area and tell us all the great things to do. But first, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Progressive Insurance.
When you are out on the road traveling and your RV breaks down, Progressive's roadside assistance will help you get your RV started or provide towing to the nearest qualified repair facility. Learn more by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Or visiting progressive.com/RV today.
All right, guys, why did you go to Hilton Head? What was the big attraction?
Well, I think the beach was probably a big play in that.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
But you guys have the beach up where you're from.
No, we tell do. People yeah. tell yeah. people about
Early
the beach.
Early April
here.
Beach time is wonderful in Chicago.
All right, so what else did we do besides the beach?
No,
or what
tell
did we
people,
do on the beach?
Tell people about what makes these Hilton Head beaches special.
Yeah, I mean, there's like 12 miles of just wonderful sand, low current water, and calm waters, and beautiful.
Yeah, it's just like a picturesque, right? Yeah. I mean, it's the postcard beaches, basically, you know, the white sand and the blue waters.
Now, you were there, you said, in April. People love this as a shoulder season. Was the water warm enough at this point to really splash around and get in it?
Not for me and Matthew. Yeah,
but the kids.
The Kellis kids took it. Nothing stops those kids.
All right. All right, so the kids can get in, which is really all that matters. So, yeah, I just want to sit
people,
in the sun.
There were people in there.
There were plenty of people.
Yeah, there was plenty of people.
And there's a heated pool back at the campground.
That's
yeah,
right.
Exactly.
That's
hot
where
tub,
I was.
Yeah. Hot tub, yeah.
Let's talk lighthouses. What did you see in the in terms of lighthouses?
Yeah, so there's the Harbortown Lighthouse. You know, we're a lighthouse family. And it's situated in this private area called Sea Pines Plantation. Say that a couple times. Sea Pines Plantation, which is a residential and resort kind of private area. And you can pay a couple bucks. I think it's like $6 to get in.
A car, per car.
Per car. Mm-hmm. And there's all kinds of – there's giant parks and the lighthouse is there and there's a harbor there. And so you can go and hang out at there, and we had lunch, and then we went over to the lighthouse.
The lighthouse, it was like about $4 a person, and it houses a museum, but the interesting thing about the museum is while you're walking up the stairs. So you'll see pictures with, like, you know, words about how, you know, the beginning of the lighthouse, you know, this is the original light, you know, like pictures. And so as you're walking up the stairs, so you're kind of distracted at the amount of walking you're doing because you're kind of walking and you're reading. And then you get up to the top, and before you even step outside, they have this cute shop with, like, local art. Not your typical, you know, lighthouse magnets and keychains, but, you know, just local artists. And then you step outside and the view is just beautiful. So it looks one way, it looks over the waters. On the other side, it was actually looking at like they were setting up for a PGA
tournament.
Yeah, because it's right by a golf course. And so they're, you know, setting up the 18th hole, you know.
Stands over
yeah,
there.
The stands and stuff. So
now, speaking of golf, I mean, that is one of the major draws for this area for a lot of folks, right?
Well, right. And one of the things when Matthew was like, you know, I really would like to go to Hilton Head, I was like, why? I'm like, we don't golf.
Oh,
you
no.
know?
Yeah.
But, you know, for the...
24 Hilton, golf courses.
Yeah. Hilton Head Island is 42 square miles long. Like, it's not that big. And for them to have 24 golf courses. I mean, you can golf, you can keep busy golfing.
Myrtle Beach is so similar because so many people go there for a golf vacation, but Stephanie and I have never played golf in Myrtle Beach and probably never will, but there's hundreds of other things to do.
Exactly.
Now, you have also a major cosmopolitan city nearby in Savannah, Georgia. So why don't you tell us a little bit about visiting Savannah? How long does it take to get there and what did you do?
Well, it was definitely, it was under an hour's drive. I'd say about 45 minutes. And we got there and, you know, I've never been to New Orleans. Matthew's been a couple times for work. And I got that New Orleans feeling. And I had never even been there. Like, it was very, like a historic town. It's one of the oldest cities in Georgia, we learned. And, you know, we walked, like, the downtown area. And, you know, some of the parts are still cobblestone roads. And they have, you know, landmarks, you know, signs. And we kept stopping and reading and stuff. And then we ended up at the birthplace of Juliet Gordon Lowe, which is, she's the founder of the Girl Scouts. And we had a couple Girl Scouts with us. So that was a cool thing.
Was that intentional or did you just sort of serendipitously stumble upon it?
Totally fell upon it. Like, yeah.
Was not planned.
It was not planned.
So what else did you do while you were down there?
So the other things that are really cool is it rained quite a bit while we were there. And so we hit the movies. We took the kids to the movies. And, you know, our local cinema is 30 theaters, giant plex. And the theater that we went to was the
in Hilton
Park. Yeah, in Hilton Head, Park Plaza Cinemas. And it was a really cute, small,
like,
little...
totally fell upon it. Like, yeah. The kids, it was raining, and so the kids wanted to see Batman versus Superman. And so I Googled to see when the nearest, like, what time worked for us, like, what the next show was. And it happened to be at this, you know, Park Plaza Cinema. And we bought tickets online and stuff, and then, you know, walked in. And there's a bar on one side. There's, like, an old school, like... soda shop, and there's two little dogs running around, and I was like, where are we? Like, I don't
was
even know
one dressed
tickets...
like Batman and one like Superman.
I was like, my tickets, are the tickets gonna even work here? Like, what did I buy tickets for? So it's a locally owned, and if you go to their website, they even taught themselves as a, what was it, a movie theater bar
with the two dogs.
With
and
two
the
dogs.
Bar.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so they're trying to definitely tell you.
So their website was better than the campgrounds.
Oh, it was so cute. It ended up being cute. And I mean, they didn't have the recliners, so I wasn't able to lay back. But, you know, it was a movie theater.
Yeah. Mom didn't take a nap.
Now, you got some good eats. Where did you guys find some good food?
Yeah. So the Hilton Head's got great food all over the place. Yeah. And we already mentioned one of the restaurants. The place we went to was one of the ones we want to call out is called Chow Daddy's. They had American food, well-priced, outdoor seating, indoor seating. They had, you know, I think Melissa had a pulled pork sandwich. The kid had some shrimp tacos.
Yeah, there was burgers.
There was a quinoa and kale salad bowl for me. So really great. Cross section of food and
great waitress,
super
like
nice,
a nice
waitress.
Vibe. Yeah, yeah.
Something for everybody.
Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely.
And then,
go ahead. Anything else?
Sorry. Yeah, one more, and then we headed out first. We had to find some ice cream.
Yeah, because the campground didn't have ice cream, so we got to go find it somewhere else, which is fine.
A homemade campground ice without ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pause to let the shock settle in.
I don't know if it had ice cream. We just didn't go looking for it.
We went into the campground store. They had wine, remember?
Oh, that's right. They had wine.
That says a lot about Hilton Head and the campground.
I was like, wow, look at the campground store. It has wine.
So the ice cream, back to the ice cream. It's homemade ice cream, and it couldn't be named easier. Hilton Head ice cream. Cute, cute store. Lots of colors.
Had license plates.
Yeah, license
big
plates
thing.
All
place
over the
was
place.
Covered in like
super
old
cute.
License plates.
It's like a Jersey diner feel.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that's where you got to take the kids to get the ice cream while you and crack the bottle of wine open back in the campsite.
Yeah, right,
now, okay.
Exactly.
So let's just before we close out, let's just talk about this. It sounds like this is more of an adult-centric campground in an area that is very popular with older adults, sometimes retirees. So did you feel welcome and comfortable there as a family with younger children?
Yes, absolutely.
Definitely. I mean, we, you know, it was quiet, so you didn't have, you know, the typical, you know, people riding around in golf carts and, you know, kids, you know, on bikes, like within the campground and stuff, but there were children. You know, our kids bumped into kids at the pool and then again at the, you know, at the marina by the fishing pier. So the children were out there, but again, it wasn't something where, you know, tons of families.
That's right.
All right, that's good.
Good to know.
And so before we move, I do want to bring up that Melissa mentioned having bikes. The entire place is paved. It was great for having bikes with the kids. And Hilton Head itself is super bike-centric.
Yes.
You can pretty much go all around town on a bike path.
Yeah, if you Google bike trails, Hilton Head Island, there's like a whole like
map. There's a map the city puts out, and it's all about traveling on the bikes. I will say that I would not recommend riding your bike from the park, you know, the RV location, campground, to the beach. There's about a mile where there's not a bike path. But outside of that, if you took them down to the beach with you, and you could ride around town all day long.
So that's pretty fun for the teenagers, too.
It's one of my favorite things, definitely. Well, thank you guys so much for that great review of Hilton Head Harbor RV Resort and Marina, which is in Hilton Head Island in South Carolina. And thank you also to Progressive Insurance. When you sign up for an RV policy, you can also sign up for total loss replacement, optional protection that replaces your new RV with a current model if it's declared a total loss in the first 2 years. Get a quote by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV today.
And a big thank you to our other sponsors, to Jayco. To view their complete line of RVs, head on over to jayco.com, and to Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts, and you can check them out at campjellystone.com. And Matthew and Melissa, where can we find you guys on the World Wide Web?
You can find us at Adventuring 6, both on Instagram and Twitter.
And they are having adventures with all six of them.
We love it.
Wild times. Love watching the Callis family.
Thank you so much,
guys.
We will see you at the campground.
See ya.
See you soon.
Thank you so much for tuning in to RVFTA's Campground of the Week.
Links to the campground and regional attractions can be found in the show notes at campgroundoftheweek.com.
And don't forget to check out the other podcasts in our network.
RV Family Travel Atlas is hosted by yours truly, Jeremy and Stephanie Puglisi, and available every Friday morning.
And Girl Camper, Going Places, Doing Things, is hosted by Janine Pettit and released every Tuesday morning.
Join us next Thursday for another great review from our team of campground correspondents who will inspire you to hit the open road and explore America the Beautiful.